Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So I can imagine, even here with Obamacare, where they're supposed to cover anything without pre-existing conditions, if you went up to your doctor and said, I have insurance coverage, and, you know, I got too close to a crop circle, and now I'm suffering from radiation poisoning, what do you do? Linda Godfrey's here talking about an episode involving dead critters from radiation.
Yeah, well, you would presume. Again, this was in Puerto Rico, and it was probably back in the 60s, 70s, something like that.
Okay. Northeast corner or southwest corner of Puerto Rico? Those tend to be the hot spots for these things.
I don't really know, although if you remember, Puerto Rico is also the big hot spot for the chupacabras, which was, you know, the goat sucker unknown cryptid type of thing that really the original descriptions of it did not conform to any other known.
Yes, and it flew, too.
And it flew, yes, exactly. But in this case, again, I was talking to an airport director, and this wasn't what we were discussing for my newspaper story. It was just we were done with that, and I said, okay, off the record, I want to ask you some other questions, because he had told me that he was in the service in Puerto Rico, and I wanted to find out if he'd ever seen anything, and yes, indeed he had. And again, he was accompanying the officer that went around to make reparations for whatever the Navy or other things that they preferred were just not going to be talked about would happen. And one such thing was where something circular and very large had come down right in on a farmer's, near farmer's corral, and a cow, unfortunately, was half in, half out, and it was basically its cremains were left inside the circle, and the circle was black and radioactive, and, you know, and the farmer was just livid, and, you know, they had to pay him off, and
yeah, you don't normally associate UFOs with barbecues.
No. But again, you know, there's so many different types, and yeah, who knows what this was exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, Puerto Rico is, and many of the islands down there have a very interesting, you know, in some cases, a legendary and mythological descriptions of unknown creatures that then you'll, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, will become a flap in the modern era of things that were talked about in the distant past. I always thought that that's a really important correlation, that there may be some sort of cultural echo that happens, and it reverberates through time, and these things tend to come back in cycles. And it'd be interesting to do a statistical analysis of outbreaks of particular types of creatures in a particular area and see if we can identify patterns, because in terms of when these waves manifest, because if we're able to predict, we'll identify a pattern, then we're able to predict possibly outbreaks and be ready for them, have people on the ground alerted that, hey, for over the next year or two, statistically, it's possible that we're going to see some a wave of activity and to be ready. Because that's always, as a field investigator, that's always been my sort of my ultimate goal, is to be able to predict activity before it occurs, which, of course, then gets into the idea of science and being able to replicate data and all that sort of thing in a perfect world, of course. But
right.
So have you noticed any sort of patterns, time correlation patterns? Have you had enough data and had enough statistical information to make any sort of analysis?
Well, you know, what it seems to me is that just once you think that you have a pattern going for a flap, it dies out and does something else.
Well, usually it does the exact opposite. But.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if that's possible. I can't imagine the work it would take to go through all the reported cases of UFOs, although it would be wonderful if somebody had the time to do this. You know, and chart them out, and then every other known sighting of every other type, it would be kind of an astronomical feat to accomplish that. But you know what? I keep going back to, because I've been rereading this for various reasons, is Kelleher and Knapp's Hunt the Skinwalker book, which you had mentioned earlier. And I think about how they had every advantage that most paranormal investigators lack, you know, because, for instance, if I get a call that somebody in, say, southern Georgia is having a problem with a dog man, I can do a lot of things long distance. And,
yeah, you can't but jump on your private
exactly.
jet.
Exactly. I have a private jet. I don't have the top night, you know, FLIR equipment or anything like that. I'm not funded to be able to do that kind of thing. And most, there's not money in pursuing cryptozoology, not even in writing about it. And any of my colleagues that I know have that same problem. But here was a case where you had people bringing in a trailer full of the most updated, sky's the limit type of equipment. They also had top scientists, experienced and trained investigators. They had total access to the land, all hours of the day and night. They had the ideal situation, and yet they found themselves flummoxed and confounded at every turn.
We don't know if that's really the case. To be honest with you, I find it very, very difficult to believe that with that kind of gear, that kind of talent, in a place with that kind of reputation, and the types of events that they allegedly were able to document, that they weren't able to ascertain at least something. You know, I think maybe...
That's true. They probably knew more than they were letting on. That's true. But yet, I do think that a lot of the time, perhaps to get to that point, you know, they had to do some of these other things. But just some of the things that were... It's just that it rang true to me because it's the same sort of thing that I've experienced at the times when I've, you know, set out experiments of my own, is that whatever you think is a given, you'll find out won't work.
Right. Maybe we should start thinking in 180 degree fashion. The thing that we least expect to happen is probably what's going to happen.
Exactly.
I think we'll have more success if we think it's one thing. We look in one direction at one time period. We should probably do the exact opposite. Look in the opposite direction at the exact opposite time period.
Right.
Or something along those lines. I'm being only partially facetious here.
Well, you know, that's kind of borne out with that experience that I had with the Bigfoot. And by the way, it was later confirmed. I was back there in half an hour with a friend, two friends, and one of them actually visually saw the Bigfoot. We found other evidence of it, including the incredible, unmistakable odor, and it made vocalizations. It was very close. I mean, I'm talking within 100 feet, something like that. When that occurred, I had not started out on so many times. You know, I've got people with me. I'm lugging a bag with cameras and rulers and plaster casts and my other recorders, whatever, you name it, and we see nothing. And then in this case, I had just decided to go take a walk in a nearby area near the Kettle Moraines. No camera. I didn't even have a cell phone with me. It was the spur of the moment. I was all alone. That's when I had the incident happen.
God, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
It seems that always happens that way. If you're not equipped to record what you saw, suddenly it happens. As soon as you prepare for it, it's like some factor as part of the phenomenon is there, tricking you.
Exactly. And that's what they described in the Hunt the Skinwalker book, and that's my own experience over and over and over again, and the experience of so many other people I know. You know, and I have friends who are in the ghost hunting business, which isn't something I do, and again, I use the term business very loosely, and their favorite slogan is, if you want to see a ghost, don't stand next to the ghost hunter.
Yeah.
Because they never see one.
Right.
Well, especially if they work for a reality TV show.
Exactly.
Where it's very unlikely they'll ever see anything of any importance, but they'll certainly give you the impression they saw something because they got to fill 43 minutes of content each and every week. They got to give you something between the commercials and hope that you don't fast forward through the commercials. That's how it goes. Here we go with Linda Godfrey. And the book is American Monsters, A History of Monster Lore, Legends and Sightings in America, And these are the kind of tales you never stop telling. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
American monsters on the agenda, and sometimes they're connected with UFOs, as if they were all part of the same phenomenon. Linda Godfrey and Gene and Chris. Chris, don't we have a question from one of our favorite forum moderators and occasional guest co-host, Gogs McKay?
We do, and it's one that I really am hoping that Linda knows about, because if she doesn't, I'm going to be all over Gogs about this one. He's asking, Linda, if what do you think of the piece of footage from inside a car that appears to show a dog/wolf-like creature running alongside and in front of the car before crossing to the side and seemingly to be standing straight upright on two legs as the car passes it. Are you familiar with that?
You know, I haven't seen it, but I do hear of this sort of thing happening from witnesses more often than you would think. It's a fairly commonplace, as these things go, action for the upright canines to take.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard that there was actual footage taken of an event like this. I am aware of footage, and I have seen it, of a Bigfoot running across the road in front of some Hickory Apache teenagers. Mm-hmm. One of them was able to get cell phone footage of it at night, and it's pretty striking. It looked to me very, very difficult to fabricate something like that. And the reaction of the kids in the car was real. These kids weren't acting. They were terrified.
Sure. Yeah, and that's, again, a really, really typical sort of form. If you noticed in my book, I did a bunch of illustrations. And
yeah, who did those, by the way? They're fabulous drawings.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. They look about as professional as you can get. Really good illustrations, I might add.
Well, thank you so much. Well, my degree is in art education, and I am a commercial artist. I've had art representation. I actually only became a newspaper reporter because I wanted to do editorial cartoons for the newspaper. So that's actually my first area of training in my degree, but that's how I depicted the Bigfoot was running across the road, because it's just seen so often, and I could have done, actually sort of did the same thing for the dog man, really. It's like every once in a while, they want to get from one side to the other so badly that they don't care if traffic sees them. And so I can't verify that footage of the dog man running alongside the car, but I can say it's a consistent sort of action according to reports that I've gotten over the past 23 years.
You know, my brother was involved in a Bigfoot encounter just below Stevens Pass in the Cascade Mountains in Washington in, I think it was 73 or 74. He was riding along with two friends on horseback on a logging road. They came up to a curve in the road, went around a fairly low hill, about a 20-foot hill, and they smelled this awful smell. The horses reared and freaked out. They led the horses around the curve and found five tracks of a Bigfoot, one on the right side of the road, one in the middle of the road, one on the left side of the road, and then a scooped track going up the hill in a broken pine bough from a tree, like it had grabbed the bough to pull itself up.
Mm-hmm.
And grass was still slowly coming up out of the one footprint on the left side of the road. But a very careful examination coming to the road and going away from the road, there were no other tracks, and there should have been. It's almost like it was only manifest as it crossed the road.
Right.
And it appeared on the side of the road, crossed the road, climbed up the hill, and then disappeared. It's just really hard for me to wrap my head around that. I have had other reports that are very similar, and I'm sure you have, where these tracks start and stop inexplicably. There's no way to ascertain where the animal came from or went to. What do you make of that? Are we dealing with something that's only manifest for momentarily? Is it something that's able to then zip into some other dimension? I mean, what does your gut feeling tell you about reports like that?
Well, when there's absolutely no possible physical world explanation, you just sort of have to go to these other places. You know, either that or just give it all up in disgust. And actually, the place that I was telling you about before that I'm studying, we have photos where something landed out in the middle of a field, broke through a crust of snow, floundered for a second, and then walked on two legs into a forest. It was nowhere, and these were canine prints. So what are the possibilities? Did a helicopter come and hover, and a man wearing stilts with canine feet on the end land and walked into this woods? That's
in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere, so nobody would, you know, or where else to go? You know, there's just no other explanation for that.
No. Yeah, or, you know, perfect footprints found in the middle of a remote area just by chance, by some hikers who just happened to be in the area. To hoax something like that in the middle of nowhere,
Yeah.
Just on the off chance that somebody might encounter them. That to me adds legitimacy to accounts of this sort, the accidental discoveries of physical evidence.
Right, because most hoaxers, and I've known a few and I've talked to a few, they'll just pull kind of standard things next to roads. They want to be seen. Well, it brings to mind the guy who was imitating the Bigfoot by wearing a ghillie suit a few years ago. I think he got hit by two cars.
Oh, geez.
And killed, yeah. And that's the usual prank, or they'll go, I know another man wrote me and said that he used to go near a campground where he knew people were, and then he'd wear these Bigfoot feet, you know, and tromp around the campground. And then he actually had an encounter as an adult, and I said, you know, I'd like to print your story, but since you already wrote it and confessed that you were a hoaxer, I don't think I can, because, you know, I can't trust you now. Yeah. So, but he wasn't going out in the middle of the woods where no one would see it. He was going alongside the campground where he knew people were going to be walking, and they'd bring other campers over, and that's pretty much the way these things operate.
Yeah. Reminds me of the X-Files episode where the Army intelligence guys or some sort of military intelligence guys stage an abduction on a roadway, and then a real craft comes down and abducts them.
Exactly. This guy was a little ticked that I wouldn't accept him, but I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of hoaxers because you're messing with so many people that it...
Well, it just totally muddies up the waters. It's very exasperating. Yeah.
It does. You know, it makes it easy for skeptics to come in and say, yeah, they're all hoaxers, or it's this and that. On Bray Road alone, I know of 5 different hoaxers, and yet none of them match up to the known sightings in terms of actions or descriptions or time or anything. So it's...
Well, that's always going to be a problem, especially now in the digital age. And I sound like a broken record, and somebody will dog me for it, but it is so easy now for someone with just a little bit of talent and knowledge and software and motivation to create, you know, with CGI, just create very impressive-looking phenomenal events.
Right.
And I've been working on a way, kind of a handbook, of sort of what to look for to reveal the nature of a true, especially in the UFO realm, of a sighting that's allegedly photographed or videotaped.
Let's do our break, and we got more to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Chris, of course, is working on some material to help you know when fakery is involved, particularly in UFO photos.
Right.
Our book is American Monsters. Linda Godfrey is the author. And Chris, I just wonder here, maybe we should post some information in the Paracast Plus once you get a little bit further along.
I'm really looking to do a complete section of kind of like an amateur's leg up on doing your own analysis of alleged photographs and footage of monsters, of UFOs, of any sort of potentially paranormal or supernatural or cryptid type events.
I would love that. I'll buy the first copy.
Well, we need it bad. It's getting worse and worse and worse. You know, you have these websites now that are touting all these obvious hoaxes, and people are buying into it. They don't know any better.
Right, right, exactly.
Muddying up the waters.
The worst thing that happens there, of course, Chris, is that when people suspect that there's a lot of fakery going on, it's the broad brush effect. They believe everything is a fake. And when you present something that is apparently genuine to them, what happens next?
Exactly. And the reality of the situation is physical, especially in the UFO realm, films and videotapes of real objects do not conform to the people's expectations, which are based in 50s sci-fi movies or George Adamski or Billy Meyer. Those types of craft are often what hoaxers use as a visual phenomena, and it's very easy to spot that these are hoax because they don't have the actual characteristics that these objects have, plasma sheets around them, ionization effects in the atmosphere. And one website features, you know, the host of the website live near the ocean, and there's a lot of moisture, and none of the, you know, their avid hoaxed work shows any of the telltale signs of a real event. And what's really frustrating to me is you'll have 100 of these, you know, ridiculous attempts to hoax, and then scattered amongst them will be real footage, real photographs, real videotape, and it's just lost in the noise. And it's really very frustrating to me. There should be a law against that.
Right. Well, I don't know if you've heard of the Gable film in Michigan that was supposed to portray the Michigan Dogman. This was something that was actually created by an amateur videographer who had a large collection of 70s paraphernalia and a camera, and he set it up to look like this weird creature was charging the camera, and then the last thing you see is these big fangs eating the camera. And this was promoted, believed, and it was taken over by a Traverse City DJ named Steve Cook, who promoted this as having been found at a rummage sale or something like that, and it had the word Gable on it, so it got the name Gable Film. And
yeah, that does ring a bell. Yeah,
both of these guys confessed on a Monster Quest episode. I was on it. I went to Michigan with Monster Quest, and they both confessed on TV, showed the things that were used, and discussed it. And even just last week, I still had to refute someone who completely believes that the Gable film was real and that these confessions were forced by the government, who are trying to do like a disinformation thing about it. So they die very hard once they're out.
Hey, once you get into the almost quasi-religious belief arena, it's really tough to tell people that that their belief and preconceived notions are wrong. They just will bend over backwards to come up with some sort of explanation to prove that there's a big conspiracy that's going to hide all this, and these guys the arms were twisted, they were paid off. How come nobody showed up with a Samsonite filled with used $100 bills in my house? I'm still waiting.
If these people exist, if the men in black are ready to have you shut up, how many suitcases of fresh dollar bills or $100 bills would it take, Chris, to buy you off?
Just one big one.
But it has to be $100 bills.
I'm sure I have a price. Everyone has a price. What was the famous movie from the 60s? I think Ringo Starr's first movie with Peter Sellers, The Magic Christian.
And that was that song that Paul McCartney wrote for a band called Badfinger.
Right.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
Get it. He would buy people off, like famous opera singers, to act up on stage. It's been years since I've seen the movie, but I remember thinking, I bet you everybody does have a price at some point. They're going to hit that magic number or whatever it is, inducement. Getting back to your book now, are there some areas that you feel more strongly? We've had a couple of questions here on the forums at forum.theparacast.com. They want to know what your favorite manifestations are. Obviously, the Bray Road events will figure prominently always and have your name attached to them because of your first book. But are there any other things that go bump in the night, let's say, that really are head and shoulders above other manifestations in your mind personally?
Well, I've actually been sort of more enamored with Bigfoot than anything else ever since I had that encounter 2 years ago, because it seemed to just open up that area in my life. And I've had other sightings and other incidents and more people coming to me with theirs. So that's really been where my head's been a lot of the time. But I'm also by the way, I am actively looking for incidents from eyewitnesses who've had creatures that seem to be associated in some way with strange light phenomena or UFOs. And if you don't mind my saying so, they can contact me through lindagodfrey.com.
No, by all means. No, everybody, get your pen and paper ready.
but yeah, it's that the Bigfoot, and then I really do have a fondness, just because they're so weird, and it's probably my favorite creature name, for the Bat Squatch.
For the Bat Squatch.
Yeah.
Bat Sasquatch. That's really,
why don't you give us a quick rundown of a couple of sightings? They're pretty rare, but give us some of your favorites.
And well, not as rare as you might think. You know, and it started with, it was named by a young man in Tacoma, Washington, who had a sighting of one of these things, and they're generally described as having a 15 to 20 foot wingspan and a furry, scary humanoid in the center and bat wings on the outside. And they can, sometimes they're encountered standing and will whip the wings out and launch themselves. And other times they're just flying at cars. The one in Wisconsin that I called the man bat, it was coming at these two men. Right through, they thought it was going to go right through the truck windshield, and the wingspan was as wider than the truck. That's the same thing we were talking about that had been seen in Chicago. There's tons of them in Pennsylvania and Ohio. I don't know why that should be, but
Tacoma sighting, was that the one in I think it was 95 or 96, and the creature had pointed ears.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, and it was.
I had seven Bigfoot sightings in the San Luis Valley during that same week time period.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mentioned that in my first book. Yeah.
Well, see, there's one of those correlations for you, and I actually found and interviewed the reporter who broke the story at that time, and he was very impressed with the young man that came up with the Batsquatch name that had that sighting, and said that he had a good reputation. There wasn't anything about him that made him think he might be making it up. And I thought that was a pretty good testimonial.
The bat Sasquatch, we're getting batty. No, we're not. The book is American Monsters, Including Bat Squatches. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The subject on the table is American Monsters with Gene and Chris and Linda Godfrey. You know, we've talked about a lot of different types of case histories here, a lot of different phenomena. Linda, what can be done to prove any of this stuff? I mean, we have the eyewitness cases. I know sometime back we had that aborted attempt to analyze alleged DNA from Bigfoot. How do we come to a conclusion with this?
That's the great question. You know, I wish I knew. All investigators can do right now, most of us, is really try and document eyewitness accounts as best as possible. Whenever we can, go and try to look for and preserve samples. I mean, there are enough Bigfoot casts right now that you'd think that if they were going to prove Bigfoot existed, that we'd have enough of them to do that. So far, it doesn't seem to convince the world at large. I'm thinking maybe someday that drone or that perfect arrangement of trail cams with some kind of new, really undetectable technology will get a great film that lasts several minutes, that shows the creature from all sides, that is in great light, that has objects around it for height comparison, that will be really very hard to refute. You know, that's my number one hope. We don't seem to be too good at catching them. I mean, I know that there was a TV show called Kill the Bigfoot where they were intending to horrors go out and kill something that they didn't even know what it was. I wasn't too afraid that they were going to actually find one and kill it, because even when people do tend to shoot them, in most cases, the bullets don't seem to have much effect. Same with the dogman. I have a chapter on this in the Monsters book, which, you know, I just call the invincible creatures, because that, again, doesn't make any sense. I don't know that we can ever count on even trapping one and taking a piece of its DNA. When DNA is taken and there are many, many samples, as there were supposed to have been in the case that you were talking about, somehow things end up going awry and getting turned in upon themselves, and it comes out looking less than irrefutable no matter what we do. So, you know, I guess it's just a matter of continuing to try, hopefully get that irrefutable bit of videography, which, again, as you say, it's hard to really take in and say, yes, this is it, just because we also have, if we ever have that technology that is so perfect that we'll be able to get that kind of video, then the technology for faking it is probably going to be keeping equal pace.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really hard to have a lot of hope. But cryptozoologists are hopeful people. or we wouldn't be continuing to do this. You know, if you're a complete out-and-out skeptic, you probably won't be in the field for very long because you'll just get too disgusted and hang up. But those of us who are just intrigued by the mystery, intrigued by the fact that people keep seeing them, that we know there's something to it, we'll just keep trying. You know, it's like you can't do anything else but keep trying.
Yeah. The other thing I would add too, Linda, is we've got to work together. We have to do approaches as a team effort because a lot of individuals running around at cross purposes, I think we're going to continue to spin our wheels. If we can come up with protocols and a formula and people working together, rowing in the same direction, I think we stand a much better chance of gaining some headway.
I think that would help. Although, you know, I do feel there's a lot of room for different field techniques, you know, because people will say, well, the way to hunt Bigfoot is you have to go out and bang on trees. If you don't bang on trees, you're not doing it right. Well, no, the way to hunt Bigfoot is to go out and sit in the woods with a candy bar, very still, and hope they come to you. Or no, the only way to hunt Bigfoot is to put up trail cams. Every type of investigation has its own place, in my view. And I think I would never want to get rid of that sense where anybody can go and try out what seems right to them, because sooner or later somebody may come up with something that actually works that no one else has ever thought of. And I'd hate to lose that chance.
With creativity, too.
Right.
You know, creative efforts also
exactly.
have a place, yeah.
So I never get too upset if somebody says, well, I don't think you're investigating it correctly. I don't think there is one correct way to do it. And I'm happy to see other people doing other things as long as they're not being harmful.
Yeah, the idea of going out and taking pot shots. I mean, it could be a guy in a ghillie suit and you might accidentally kill somebody.
Right. Or even, let's say that most of the dogman sightings are some natural wolf subspecies that has somehow adapted or learned to walk upright when it wants to, and you shoot a protected timber wolf, you're in a lot of trouble.
You know, with the dogman sightings, why not just leave bags of dog food out?
They don't seem to want dog food.
That was a bad joke, sorry.
No, but I know what you mean. Yeah, throw some kibbles or whatever.
Maybe we can get Purina to underwrite a dogman investigation. Brought to you by Purina Dog Chow.
Oh, there you go.
It has a ring to it.
I think the thing that makes it most difficult or easier for these creatures, whatever they are, is the fact that so many people do not believe they exist or consider them just part of entertainment. Oh, these are reality shows. Why should we take it seriously?
True. Well, and if somebody who doesn't believe has a sighting of some sort, they're often the ones that would rather not rock their own universe and that will remain in denial and not tell anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many times I've had somebody say, I didn't believe in any of this stuff, and then it happened to me, and boy, do I believe now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your direction? New book you were mentioning before, what else is coming up?
Yeah, well, I do have this new book where I am taking a look at a lot of these incidents that have other aspects to them. They're not just the obviously natural-looking creature running across the road. They may have UFOs or lights associated with them. They may appear in conjunction with other paranormal phenomena. That's what I'm looking for. If this is ringing a bell with anyone out there and you've been sitting on top of something for a week, 10 months, 10 years, 20 years, and you think, okay, this is... And I do keep people anonymous if they like, as long as I have your information and I can show my editor that I didn't make you up. You know, that's fine. You don't have to put your name out to the world. But I would encourage you to contact me. And again, you can go to lindagodfrey.com and find my email address. And there's a little contact form you can use, too. And just let me know.
I've got a few that I'll contribute.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they're in my database and in sprinkled through my first couple few books. So.
That's fantastic.
I'll go ahead and pull some out and forward them on to you. This Heavenly Valley is one of those places where there seems to be correlations all over the place between seemingly, you know, divergent phenomena, but they seem to appear and disappear in waves in conjunction with one another. So there's a few good ones in there.
That's great. I would love it.
You can find us on Twitter, where we're known as the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. We don't do a lot of stuff there, but if you send us a tweet, we'll respond. If you follow us, maybe we'll follow you. On Facebook, look for two Paracast fan clubs, and there's no way to combine them into one without killing the other, so we kind of leave things be. Take whichever you like. We also have free stuff to give away. I know you all like free stuff. So we have a copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley, the ebook version to give away. All you have to do is subscribe to our free newsletter, the Paracast newsletter, a weekly newsletter. I write for it mostly. Chris contributed last week's column on the 2015 International UFO Conference. Go to check out theparacast.com. Look for the simple sign-up form, and we'll send you a copy of your ebook in a few days. We also have a copy of Stalking the Tricksters to give away. And you have to subscribe to 1 year or more of the Paracast Plus. If you go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, we have subscriptions, $5 a month, $50 a year, $175 for 5 years, which gives you like a year and a half free. For a year or more, we get you a copy of the ebook, Stalking the Tricksters. We also give you the ad-free version of the show with higher quality audio. And even better, After the Paracast, our exclusive podcast with color commentary and unexpected things happening after the Paracast. Check out plus.theparacast.com. Linda Godfrey, it's been fun as always and informative.
We got to have you back, Linda. There's so many things that we didn't ask. There's areas we didn't get into. It's always a pleasure having you on the show, and thanks for being here.
Oh, you guys are great. I'd be glad to come back anytime, and thank you so much for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.